everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve, guys.
If you celebrate. Yeah. If not, happy Sunday.
Yes, that.
So a couple episodes ago, we said that we needed to create a story. I don't know
who said that.
Christmas.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And so I figured we can do the ABC story, but Christmas themed.
You love this thing so much.
It's really fun. But this one is themed.
Christmas themed.
They've all been themed, but okay.
You like Christmas.
I do. I do love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
Okay. Who goes first?
I think it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Apples are bobbing in the water.
Sounds like fall.
It sounds like a Halloween. Try again.
Excuse you.
Does sound like fall.
See, she said it first.
Okay.
You don't have to really try again.
A cold winter night. That's it.
I was waiting on a complete sentence.
That's not a complete sentence.
Can you guys shut it? Okay, you guys start then.
Will me start?
You can just make her sentence a complete sentence.
No, no, no. Don't even touch it. I beg of you.
All right, just start with B from A Cold Winter's
No,
Night.
No, no,
no. Don't even. I was corrected twice. You can do it.
A Christmas candle burns in the window.
Beautiful.
Stop it.
Boys and girls are dreaming of presents.
Christmas is near.
Ducks will be roasted for Christmas dinner.
Ew.
You never had duck?
No.
It's good.
Each person in the room is dreaming of a Christmas character.
Five little gnomes enter into the room.
Gnome number one says, "What should we do to prank these children while they sleep?"
To break them?
Prank.
Oh, prank.
Prank. Gnome number one. He doesn't get a name.
How about we put coal in their presents?
I think we should fart on their pillow.
Just kidding.
I wasn't kidding.
Knowingly.
Nope. J-K, you're right. I thought I said K.
Excuse
I'm sorry.
Use you.
I thought I said K. Camera police is here tonight. I was thinking kidding. Sorry.
Wee-oo, wee-oo. Knowingly, the head gnome suggests firecrackers under the toilet seat.
Let's put this in the toilet so that when they poop, it goes off.
That's quite the sentence.
It was a complete sentence.
It was. It was.
Meanwhile, we'll be stuffing potatoes into their shoes.
That's very innocent.
Not just any potatoes, though. Rotten potatoes.
Or we could fill it with cat poop.
So much poop.
What else are you going to stuff a shoe with?
Poop? Is that all that you think about?
Actually, yes.
Quality poop is what she thinks about.
Right at that moment, gnome number two comes in the room. He needs a name.
Stephen the gnome. Stephen. Said, "What are you idiots doing with all this poop?"
Rude.
Torturing the children, of course.
Ukuleles are not good enough for them.
Victory is ours.
Nope.
Said the gnomes. We're talking about children. I'm not saying vulva.
You're wrong. It's always vulva.
Is it the vampire? Okay, I apologize. Go ahead. Victory is ours. Every time. You're up next, but I know what I have to say.
How does this keep happening to you?
I don't know.
We wish you a merry poopness. Miss Poopmas, said the gnomes.
Xerox your butt, said gnome number three.
You're welcome, said gnome number three to gnome number four.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the fifth one.
There's lots of gnomes, but we only have one more sentence.
Zebras.
They have stripes.
Have hooves, said gnome number five.
Gnome number five is a smart one.
Well done. That was beautiful. Thank you for participating. I thought it'd be fun to talk about something totally not Christmas related.
Okay. That does sound fun.
I found a website with 44 horror movie cliches, and I'd like to talk about them.
Okay.
Number one, running on a road while being chased by a car.
That's a cliche.
Yeah, you can say, oh, yeah, there's that. And then maybe what you would do differently.
Maybe not, like, not run on the road. I feel like it's a little easier to be seen by the person driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the person driving is the bad guy.
Probably.
It makes it harder for them to go off-road.
Yeah.
Get off the road. Go in the ditch. You can't drive in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Go the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, women can't run without falling down.
Oh, yeah. That's in every single movie. But you know what?
And accurate. Things just stop working.
I would be falling.
I was going to say, well, if Lindsay was being chased.
I would be falling.
I might fall.
Listen, a lot of times they're running in the dark. You try running in a field at night in the dark, you're going to fall.
True. You can trip over stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
I think that's valid.
Number three, the car never starts.
Mm.
Oh, that is a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Let's see. You can either leave your keys in the car, just in the ignition.
Okay.
Fill your car with gas.
Mm. Always. Make sure all the lights are turned off.
Yep, yeah. So your battery doesn't die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The number four, the group splits up.
Well, I feel like you have to sometimes.
Mm, stick together.
Oh, you're a stick together
person? I'm a stick together person. Mm-hmm. Unless you're slowing me down.
Like what?
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Kind of, right?
No, I am kidding. I would stick together. I would not want to split up.
What if like part of the group has to go check something out?
You all go together.
Yeah. You all go together because if they can single you out, and that's how they narrow you guys down. But if there's like five of you against one person.
Unless it's the person who's standing at the back.
It's always the one at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I can kind of see that.
Come from behind.
That's what she said.
Or you can walk like in a circle where like you're walking back to back.
That reminds me of the time that boys should save me from a bat. And we walked back to back and like squatting. That was, you know, pretty impressive actually.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Next, adults are useless.
Yeah. I mean,
in some movies,
where are they half the time?
Like in It, where are the adults all the time?
Yeah, these poor kids out here just fending for themselves against murderers,
and then they don't believe the kids whenever they're like, "Oh my god, this certain thing happened." No, it didn't.
Yep.
Liar.
Next, betrayed by one little sound.
Wait, what does that mean?
Oh, like when a phone goes off or something.
Yep.
When they're in hiding and then like something goes off or they step on a creaky floorboard and all of a sudden there's the killer because we heard you.
Classic.
What?
That deep voice.
I can go deeper.
Oh.
That's what she said.
She can't stop. She's unstoppable.
Turn your phone on silent. Not even vibrate. Silent.
Yeah. Good news. I do that anyways. So.
And if you don't have service anyways, just put it on airplane mode so then you're really not jeopardizing it.
Okay, but
save your battery.
Do you need to call somebody?
What if you don't have service, though?
How do you know when it's going to come back into service?
You check it periodically. Okay, but you don't want to be on roaming charges and run your battery down.
Roaming charges?
Not roaming charges. You don't want to be roaming and run your battery down.
Okay.
But what if your alarm goes off?
Why would my alarm go off? My alarm is set for 3 in the afternoon.
My alarm goes off. I have an alarm set for 9 p.m. on Saturday nights.
Yes, you do. It's gone
so
up.
So I can upload the episode. Mm. Saturday night seems like a good night for somebody to try and kill me.
Well, then you'll be the first to be murdered.
Is your alarm always on? I only turn it on the day. Like, I turn it on each morning before I go to bed.
I'll always keep it on all the way. Saturday. Because it's an upload.
I have it set for Saturday.
I know, but even like my reoccurring alarms, like it's my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday alarm, I turn it off and then I turn it back on the next day and then I turn it back off.
If it's Monday, Tuesday, why don't you just set it for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
It is.
Then why would you turn it off?
I'll show you. See, it says 3 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And guess what? It's turned off right now.
No, so it's labeled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And it only goes off on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays.
Then why do you need to turn it off? It's because not going to go off on Friday.
I always do. I turn it off when I wake up and then I turn it back on in the morning when I need it.
That makes no sense.
I'm just saying I don't keep my alarms on all the time.
I'm lost.
I would forget to turn my alarm back on.
It blows my mind that you keep your alarm on all the time.
It only goes off when I want it to go off on Saturdays at 9 p.m.
So when I think what she's saying is when it does go off.
Uh-huh. Don't you turn it off?
Do you turn it off?
Well, yeah.
I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah, so I turn mine off and then I turn mine back on when I need it back on again.
No. She turns it off.
Like you go into the alarm and you say turn off?
Yeah, like it. Yeah.
But like when it pops up on your screen, you just
hit stop to make it stop.
Yeah.
And then I'll like turn it off.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I just have always turned my alarms off and then I turn back on the next day.
Well, I think that's the luxury of having an iPhone where you can pick specific days to have it go off.
But then, okay.
Whatever makes you feel good. You know, you will not be the one alerting the serial killer.
My alarms are off, people.
Boydston will on Saturday at 9 p.m.
Only on Saturday at 9 p.m.
My alarms are off.
Prime time to be murdered. Unfortunately.
Next. The mirror scare.
What's the mirror scare?
You look in the mirror and, ooh, somebody behind you.
Yes. My favorite is like the bathroom cabinet door where they're open and they're looking and they shut it and there's someone behind them.
Yep.
Like
yep.
a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Those are scary. Or like when they're in a, like a fun house.
Yes. I don't like
the
mirror.
You can't tell which direction is the murderer. Yep. That is freaky.
Lots of anxiety. Bad cell phone reception, so you can't call for help.
Classic.
Covered it already.
That does suck.
If you got an iPhone 14 or higher, you get an extra year of SOS service, which means you get satellite.
Oh.
If you're in like a mountain and you need help, you can connect to the satellites to call for help.
Is that what that means? Beckett's phone's been on that since we switched Ryan's phone to her new 14.
Yeah, he should.
We should look into that. All phones nowadays can make an emergency call to 911 regardless of service.
Not if you're in the mountains.
Oh.
Like I thought you could have to be within cellular reception to be able to do that.
I don't have a new enough iPhone for that.
Huh. Okay.
The final girl cliche.
Yep.
There's always one.
Who's the final girl out of the three of us?
I don't know. Maybe Boydston because she's a good hider.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think it'll be me.
I think Boydston is going to be the final girl because she is quick on her feet, like with her thinking.
Oh.
Cute.
I was pushing like ninja fast.
No, I was thinking like she's quick to think of like ways to hurt them or kill them, like improvise and find objects.
I like that.
This has been wonderful. Thank you.
It's you. I would not be able to fight back very well. I would fall down. And I have said this many times. I cannot kill another human being. So I could fight back. But I'm like, I don't want to kill you. They're going to kill me.
Same.
Next, the killer is invincible.
Like Jason.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
Really, all of them.
All of them. Mm-hmm.
They never die. That's why we have so many movies. Ghostface. Although, to be fair, Ghostface does die, just people keep coming back as him.
True.
Next, dropping the keys.
Okay, but your hands are shaking.
And they're sweaty because you're nervous.
You're scared.
You leave the car unlocked and with the keys in the ignition.
Okay.
Oh, but then the killer could take your car and drive off with it.
It could, but then he would not be there.
And not try to kill you. What if he tapes you up and puts you...
Am I a box?
He's going to grab some duct tape.
Yes.
Versus like rope or chains or something.
No, Lindsay. Just in my horror dream, it is tape.
It's tape. Anybody got some wrapping tape?
Tape your mouth. Scotch? And bind your wrists with tape. No, I'm weak.
I'm weak.
Don't hurt me.
I can't.
I can't break this tape.
Such strong tape.
I'm going to get stretched out. My hand goes out.
Oops. And that's why she's not the final girl.
I admit that. I know this.
That sex will always get you killed.
This is like Scream. The virgins don't die.
And there's It Follows.
It Follows.
Mm-hmm.
Investigating in the dark.
I mean, we do that all the time to go ghost hunting.
Why do they do that? Do you think you can hide from the killer easier?
Well, probably. But I feel like another cliche is like, ooh, the power went out.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, because the killer.
Dark and stormy night.
Dark, stormy night.
Takes the power out.
Cuts it off. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another cliche that I don't personally understand is running to hide upstairs.
Oh, instead of like outside.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're blocking the stairs or blocking like the escape. So they got to go upstairs. And then you're thinking, maybe I can like get out on the roof or something. I don't know.
Maybe you're not thinking in the moment.
I don't think I would be thinking in the moment.
Next, screaming for help in a secluded area.
I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to scream.
Not if it's going to alert him to where I am.
Thank you.
But if I feel like scream loud enough where someone could hear me, I would do it.
But you're secluded.
Okay, well, I just pictured them like already with me or like trying to get me. Like running after me.
Oh, like they already know where you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get you.
Creepy hitchhikers.
Never pick up a hitchhiker. We've learned our lessons since the 70s. There's lessons there. No hitchhiking.
Mm-mm.
Recovered footage.
Oh, I love the found footage.
Such a good genre.
That is my favorite.
I do like a good
horror movie.
Mm-hmm. So if we are ever being chased by someone, are we going to be filming ourselves so it is a found footage?
Now that you mention it. Hold on.
Sarah, come on. You better hurry. Hold on. Okay.
I am running from this creepy guy.
Sir, do you want to do a TikTok with me?
I am not a great narrator. Also, it would be of my double chin the whole time. And a complete jiggle fest. So let's
jiggle fest.
You're not showing like.
It doesn't matter. I am running and the jiggling. Angle is. I can see. Anyhow. Yeah. I can.
We'll record it.
I will found footage the shit.
Okay. What if we start going out with helmets with like cameras?
The GoPros?
Yeah, but pointing towards us.
Yeah.
It's still not a great angle, but okay.
That would be hilarious.
What if it's an up angle? Like you have it up here.
What if you have a giant light, a selfie light, to make yourself look good?
A ring light, yeah.
Have you?
The ring light, and then the killer can really find you. They're running around with cameras and lights.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok that does the GoPro and follows the trains?
Follows the trains?
And it makes his little eyes look crazy. That's what I'm picturing.
Mm-hmm. He follows trains?
Oh, he loves trains.
Apparently.
Yes.
Why is he following them? He's precious,
actually. He loves them.
Okay.
Like he'll just go to different places where he follows his favorite trains. Anyways, that angle makes his eyes look like they're going out to the side. And I think that's what we would look like. Aliens.
Like, I was going to say alligators, but okay. We got eyes out to the side.
It's always aliens.
Aliens and alligators.
We would shave our eyebrows too.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
You could just put like makeup over them, make it look like that, so we could look even creepier.
Yeah, tape and makeup.
You glue them up,
mm-hmm.
And then you paint over them. I think I've done it for painting, not just for fun.
I was gonna say you done face painting. She could do it for us.
I can, and I will.
Thank you.
I'll paint you into aliens.
Can you guys think of anything else that we didn't mention?
No.
No.
Did we already mention, like, when you're hiding somewhere and all of a sudden the killer pops up? Like, ooh, found you.
I was thinking, like, the killer's already in the house kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody you knew.
Somebody you
all
knew.
All along.
Mm-hmm.
Obvious.
Police. The police aren't helpful. Right when you see the police, you think they're going to be helpful and the day is saved and then something happens.
Yeah.
They get killed or they're bad, too.
Or, like, you think the movie's over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, somebody else gets killed.
Yep. We are very familiar with horror movies.
We are.
And their cliches.
It's like we've seen a whole bunch.
That false safety that you think there is, and then all of a sudden, nope.
Yeah.
Someone's coming to help you, nope.
Well, now when I go watch Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
I'll see if there are any cliches. I'm sure there are.
Have you seen the other, what's the other serial killer movie with Christmas? I hated it because it had to deal with eyeballs.
Oh, was it Santa Claus? Was he a killer?
Black Christmas is an old one, but then it got remade recently, and I didn't see the remade one, but I saw the older one, and it has to do with eyeballs. There's a lot of eyeballs that get ripped out, and I hated it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Watched it in high school. I was like,
I'm surprised that you watched that.
Didn't know. I thought it was just like I knew it was a horror movie and it was like about Christmas. I was watching it with my friends. Didn't know it involved so many eyeballs. At one point,
like a fun Christmas movie.
There's a Christmas tree and he's dangling all the eyeballs like ornaments.
Like ornaments, yeah.
I was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, because like they're nerves.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can just little hang dingle
dangles.
Dingle dangles.
Dingle dangles.
Mm-hmm. Hanging from the eyeball.
All right, so watch that one. That and Silent Night.
Okay.
It's called Silent Night or Black Christmas.
Black Christmas is one. Silent Night is the other one. I've seen both.
I'll add those to my watch list. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who knew? Horror Christmas movies are a thing.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Tipsy Ghost. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it and it really does help. Have a Merry Christmas and a haunted New Year.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We will catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.